Today's topic is social media measurement tools. What do they know about you? How much do people know about you? This is an important question to a lot of people, and particularly businesses. Another perhaps even greater question is, how much do they know about you that gives false indications about you? Opinions are very important and also very easy to forge in social media. At least the bad opinions are easy to create, and so it becomes important to address things which may give early impressions about you or your company. There are millions of companies hot on the trail to compiling data about you online. It is easy to imagine that all the data is just aggregate data which applies to you and millions of others like you, but there is also a shocking amount of data about you specifically. This is not always a huge security risk, such as people stalking your social media usage to know when you're home and away, or anything so threatening as that. However, a risk that it may impose is an early impression that people or companies may create about you, or insights to your weaknesses. Whether you're in the business of social media or using it to promote your business, there are a lot of ways for people to make early and perhaps false judgments about you. This is not limited to subjective statements about you or your company, and it is often presented with objective data. I will point out a handful of the social media ranking tools and measurement tools that people may use to gather an opinion of you. Some may appear as little more than tools to allow people to boast and promote themselves as being greater than reality. Others may cause a greater impact, especially when used to form a composite view. It should be noted that each of these services are subject to errors and often have network limitations imposed by their sources. The data should never be presumed as completely accurate, but again, when it is a composite is created, it begins to paint an even clearer picture. Starting with clout, the standard for online and internet influence. Clout has some pretty compelling data collection and measurement metrics. You can see that on the Clout website. Clout measures influence of users across the top social networks, Twitter, Facebook, and soon to include LinkedIn. The service seems to be making a lot of progress with improvements such as daily score updates, which used to be limited to every 6 days. On the surface, clout may just appear to be great for producing bragging rights. However, the emphasis is for discovering others who are measurably influential within given industries or topics. This gives it huge potential for networking as people seek influencers. I like Clout's idea, and with over 800 developers working on their service, it seems they're putting significant effort into it. Since the release of a recent plugin, users are able to view Clout measurement in the popular social media Seismic desktop. This makes it clear that people are viewing this data and most certainly forging opinions. I believe that Clout has some real potential to add value and move their service forward. I also must say that although they may be completely wrong about this, I'm definitely flattered by their assessment of me as a celebrity. Heck, roll out the red carpet. The Murnaghan limo tweeted from 48th Street, and it's headed this way. HubSpot grader tools. Well, HubSpot has created a suite of individual tools for social media and website measurement, including a Facebook grader, Foursquare grader, Twitter grader, and more. I generally place much lower value on any singular social media signal when compared to aggregate data across multiple sources, but people are using these. The number of people using these tools to discover other influencers or forge opinions as opposed to seeking bragging rights is unclear. In my experience, most ranking services which only grade based on individual services are extremely easy to game, and especially with Twitter. I've seen my name at the very top of each of them whenever I wanted it there, and it only takes a very short time. Hours, not days. Twitter is a pretty challenging place to numerically assign accurate and meaningful values to users, but HubSpot's Twitter grader and others such as Twitalizer, TweetLevel, and many others are trying very hard. I have previously pointed out that any algorithm to measure Twitter can be cheated, and often with ease. Here are some references to the points on that statement. Some articles I wrote previously. How to become popular on Twitter without actually being useful. Twitter like the Twitterati, but get me a bucket. And Twitter, the tweet about retweet. In any case, I think they can still be used for value, but really easy to cheat. PostRank measurements are useful, but flawed. PostRank measures the social media engagement of blogs. Yes, blogs are social media. If your company does not have a blog, please stand up and hold out your wrist for a good slapping. Didn't you read 10 really good reasons to blog? Your competition probably did. PostRank pulls data from many sources, which makes it far less fallible than others, which only measure singled points of data. PostRank is still limited to restrictions of networks and simply cannot aggregate all of the pertinent data. However, it is more compelling than many measurement tools because it aggregates and assigns measurements from an impressive collection of data points. The image on my blog here, if you'll look at awebguy.com on this blog post, shows an example of a PostRank score for a given article which shows what PostRank knows about it. Again, I must emphasize that PostRank data can still be flawed due to network restrictions and the sheer volume of data which is to be reported. However, it is very useful and interesting information. Advertising Age's Ad Age Power 150 adds accuracy through composite data. Advertising Age gives a great example of increasing relevance and accuracy by producing a composite view across more data points. Advertising Age's Ad Age Power 150 shows that if you selectively merge some of the many social media measurement tools together, the outcome can become more accurate and compelling. In the example of Ad Age Power 150, they have implemented measures of Todd points, PostRank, Yahoo Inlinks, Alexa points, and Collective Intellect. Their calculations are explained on the Advertising Age website, and I think it makes a useful example of how social media measurement can be used to form a composite view. As a summary of social media measurement, social media influence of a company or individual is not easy to measure, but many people are seeking this data to make an estimated guess about you. It's becoming more prevalent as social media tools are integrated with other services. This is easy to let down your guard and assume that nobody actually uses this sort of information, but they are, and in huge numbers. If your online representation is weak, competitors can key in on that weakness and use it against you. On the other hand, if your online branding stands tall and reflects industry influence, it can lead to furthering your network. One common fact about each of these measurement tools is that in order to be viewed as relevant, you must make consistent efforts. And I think that's the biggest lesson of all, is to consistently make efforts to reach out and show that you're doing that. That's my take. Add your comments at awebguy.com. Be happy to hear from you. And as always, my phone line is always open at 866-AWEBGUY, and I'm happy to brainstorm with you. Have a great day.